tell us about Matt Knight's condition.
Yeah, look, Matty got a hit again on Monday, so he hasn't practiced since, and it's pretty simple for us. If you can't practice, you can't play, so we decided to rest him this week.
Is there any chance he's played his last game for the captain?
Well, as you know, Matty's had a lot of hits. You know, yeah, he had two big hits this year with his cheekbone and from Brisbane and Cairns. So, look, we don't want to put any pressure on. We know it's been a delicate issue since last year's grand final, but we'll certainly do the best interest for Matty.
Is it time for the club to perhaps yourself to step in and tell
yeah,
Matty
that,
it's time?
That's something we'll go through, I guess, in the near future. But first and foremost, it's Matt's decision. We'll support him whatever way he wants to go. But, you know, we know we have a duty of care to him as well. So that's a balance that we're going through at the moment. So we'll see how we go. I think it's just like, was it death of a thousand cuts? I don't want to use death in there, but it's Matty's had a lot of hits in the head, so it's, you know, it's the right thing to do. If he can't practice, he can't play, and that's pretty standard for us. If you can't, if you have an injury and you can't practice leading into the game, we certainly won't risk you on game day.
How is he feeling right now? How's he doing?
Oh, look, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but yeah. Now, Matt's been there before. It's not something new, so he knows how to handle it. Oh, look, there's no more severe, and it's not like it was a great big hit. It was, you know, like I said, it's a thousand hits. Which one does it, the first one or the last one? So, look, we'll evaluate it more in the coming days and see how we go. We certainly won't be suiting up tomorrow night.
How do you move on without him against the Kings?
Yeah, look, that gives really DC a good opportunity now. We've had five bigs, and they've been playing really big. Really well together, so down to four bigs, but it will certainly give Derek Cook an opportunity to get some quality minutes, and Lucas Walker's been great, and you know, hopefully we'll keep rolling.
I know you probably want more out of DC, you've been working closely with him. How's he coming on?
Yeah, well, it's been hard for him, I know, but Lucas Walker and Jesse and Matty and Angus have been playing so well, and he's our fifth big, but it's a good problem to have as a coach when you've got players playing well and minutes are limited in that position. So hopefully that'll open up an opportunity for him, and now it's up to him to grab it.
Do you feel like the season's sort of started to settle a bit? You've really got a sense of where everyone's at now?
Yeah, it's fitting the new, you know, obviously JP coming in late, Bryce getting back into the regular system. So, and Lucas, you know, we've got a couple of new starters in there with Lucas and Angus, and they're just starting to work their chemistry together. It's a good place to be at the moment, and we know we've still got a lot of improvement to do, and hopefully we can do that on Friday night.
What do you expect from Sydney, or what are you expecting?
Oh, you know, they fought last game. You know, that was a good win against Wollongong. It's a tough place to win down there. You know, their back's against the wall a little bit, and we've seen what's happening in the media with them, and, you know, they responded pretty hard, so we're expecting another tough game. No, I've just seen from the outside. I know that they've been hit up pretty bad, and they responded well, and we're just kind of worrying about ourselves more than anything.
They've got a shocking record over here. Do you like to keep those things running to make it a...
Well, yeah, I hope it continues. Yeah, it's... we've had some great battles with Sydney through the years, and I think a couple of having Damo, a New South Wales boy too. He always likes to play well against the Sydney Kings, so hopefully we can continue what we did last Thursday night and played Wildcats basketball, and we do that again Friday night.
Is there that feeling though that you really need to consolidate now with the home run you've had at the start of the year?
Well, it's just getting consistent. You know, we were pretty consistent, then we were disappointing in Cairns, and then we played well again last Thursday night. So now we've got to have that consistency, and it's playing Wildcats basketball of getting after it every minute of the game. Well, obviously, Cadiz playing well, and then you've got Ellis is leading the league in points. You got, you know, Brad and Todd, and then Leslie's a pretty good player as well. So they've got some talent, without a question.
Just one question. You've had a lot of home games to start the season. Is it important to get the wins at home? Is it going to be a tough run on the road later on in the year? Is
Not really. It's just more so playing Wildcats basketball. But we know how it's set up here in Perth, that we don't get too many home games around Christmas and New Year for the tennis. So we get out of the blocks strong and get ourselves in a good position, and hopefully you get those early wins helps that if you get injuries later in the year. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Cheers.